Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside. Repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Welcome back to Simpin' After Dark, everyone. This is your girl, Ashley Mendoza.
And it's your girl, Victoria D. Wells. And today, guys, we have a very special episode.
Yeah, we have a guest on today.
Yes.
You guys want to introduce yourselves however you would like?
What's poppin'? What up? We are Life Elsewhere.
We are Life Elsewhere.
Yes, they are two talented artists. They have some really cool songs we were checking out today. We're going to play a clip later, but we're here to just hang out. We have some wine and mezcal. Welcome back to Simpin' After Dark.
Yeah, and you guys already know that. Simpin' After Dark is a podcast where we like to get in our feelings. We like to talk about music, R&B. So if two talented artists are coming through the podcast, obviously they're going to put in some input. They're going to know what to say. They're going to know how to act. And they might even tell us what's up. I don't know, though. This is going to be the first time. So
yeah, we'll see if they talk to us about their lyrics and all that stuff, too.
Maybe they might reveal the artist behind the lyrics and what things really mean. Who knows? Ooh. I'm so excited to finally have guests on the podcast. Guys, thank you so much for joining us today.
Of course. No problem.
Yes.
Thanks for having us.
And then I know also you have a podcast or a couple podcasts maybe.
I did for a little bit, but yeah, it's on hiatus for a little bit.
Oh, hiatus. Yeah, okay. Well, I know it's like a mezcal thing, so that's what we got, mezcal. That's like the whole thing.
So
we are avid tequila drinkers.
Speaking of, I'm going to pour up some. I've had a little bit of Riesling and stuff, you know, but let's get the...
They say life begins when you first drink mezcal, so...
There you go. I like mezcal.
I agree with that. I agree with that 100% because tequila changed my life, so I can only imagine how much mezcal just takes you into the next fruition, the next generation, the next world of tequila.
I'm curious about how tequila changed your life.
I don't think it's appropriate for Simpin' After Dark. That's how bad it is.
In so many ways. Does anybody need some of this right now? I think we're all good on drinks?
I think we're dranked up.
Good.
I still have some wine left.
Oh, yeah. Feel free to walk in. This episode's going to be a little different. We got our producers here. Like, they might be if people have comments.
We got producer April.
Shout out to Wild
producer 7. April and Silent Chris.
Hell yeah. Silent Chris.
Waving silently in the corner.
Chris refuses to talk at all because he's a smart man.
He's a smart man.
That's
Once
why.
It's out there, it's out there.
He's like, nope, you're not going to catch me.
Yes.
So today we have... one of my favorite artists, I like to call her my twin because I think that highly of myself.
I do always think of you when I see her.
Thank you. I'll take any. So the artist we have today is going to be Snow Allegra. I don't know if you guys are familiar with her music at all.
I'm a fan.
Are you a fan of her?
Huge fan, actually.
Do you remember the first song that you listened to Snow?
It has to be the single, right? What was it? I Want You Around.
Want You Around?
Yes. Together.
Yeah.
Okay. Want You Around is such a good one.
There's so many good.
I kind of wanted to do that one just because.
I know.
But
she's the best though. Like she reminds me of a modern day Sade.
Totally.
She like physically looks like her, yeah. And then just like her whole vibe. She also gives me like Alicia Keys vibes, Amy Winehouse vibes. Like she's just like all around like a fucking amazing
so
artist.
So chill. She's got that deep voice. It's so like soulful.
Yeah.
I love how she all of her lyrics. I know nowadays, you know, we got our Megan Thee Stallions, we got our Cardi B's, we got our strong women. We even got our Summer Walkers, our Just Might Be a Hoes. But like Snow is kind of the one artist that isn't afraid to be like, I love you.
Yeah.
She left broke
it
my heart.
All go.
I'm sad.
She's emotional. She's like, a Virgo. Shout out the Virgo.
Yo, it's Virgo season.
Hey. I think it's still Virgo season? It's Libra season.
It's Libra season.
What
are your guys' signs?
Yeah, what is your sign?
It's about to be Scorpio season.
Are you a Scorpio? Hey.
He is a Scorpio.
That's
he
how I know.
Dead ass a Scorpio.
That's because nobody says it's Scorpio season that excitedly unless they're
exactly.
Scorpio.
What are you?
I'm a Leo sun and a Libra moon and a Libra rising.
Oh, so it's low-key your season, kind of. I love a Leo Libra.
I love that combo.
No wonder she's so cute. She's like, she walked in. She was like, I didn't know if this outfit was going to be too much. I was like,
girl, it looks good.
Makes sense, baby. I love it. I love it.
Stop. Now I'm blushing.
No, we love it. I will say, I don't, even though Scorpio slander is...
a thing is very
I don't appreciate Scorpio slander on this podcast. I enjoy Scorpios and I enjoy Leos as well. I know I feel like Leos and Scorpios always
we
get
love a Leo
a bad
good
rap.
Leo.
Yes. Shout out to Alexa.
Yes.
But yeah, no, so okay, Snow, I want you around. Obviously that was such an amazing single. But today, the song that we're going to be talking about is Dying for Your Love.
Yes, it was her second single she released this year, I think. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so hopefully she puts out a new project soon. But this song is so great.
Have you guys heard the song?
I've heard it twice, a long time ago.
Okay. Did you get a chance, did you get a chance to see the visuals of this song?
Yes.
Oh, no.
Actually, yeah.
Actually,
yeah,
I have not.
So, she looks so good.
She just is in like sparkly, like a onesie
jumpsuit. I feel
jumpsuit.
Like she has some kitty ears or something.
Something
going
cute.
On.
Yeah. She, yeah. It's some, if I encourage anybody, if you like this song, definitely check out the visuals because not only is she like stunning to look at, but of course, why wouldn't you want to listen to good music and yes. beautiful people and see sparkles? It sounds like. An ultimate
like
video.
Perfect time to just like go ahead and play a clip of this song so people can hear her beautiful voice.
Let's do it. Go into it.
All right, let's go.
Yeah, I was dying for your love. So tell me, baby, do you want me like I want you? Even if you do, you wanna say I know you. Sometimes I even think about if I should call you. Cause I thought you were the one. Cause I was dying for this love, this love.
I know like people on the live can't hear this.
Oh yeah, we're totally just like I forget.
We're just vibing out. Yeah.
People on the live, this is
that's
just gotta
something be hilarious.
You ought to hear this.
Sounds good in my headphones, y'all.
It sounds great.
So that's something that people on the live that you gotta stay tuned. You better catch a podcast on either Spotify, iTunes, on your favorite podcast listening app. We're also
whatever
available on SoundCloud.
Yeah, we're for all you non people with a regular music
phone. For all you people who don't want to pay a subscription fee, goddamn it, just it's $4.99 a month. Okay, just get
we got like 1, 2, or 3 listeners on SoundCloud, but we're gonna keep posting for you guys.
Our day ones
on there.
Okay, so Dying for Your Love. Basically, we like to play a little clip, guys, and then we like to get into it and break down the lyrics. So as far as from like an artist perspective, when you guys are writing music, where do you draw your inspiration from?
That's a good question.
Is it personal or is it like imaginary? Like, do you like to play or?
I want to hear Alex say this
ooh
first, actually.
Let's hear it.
I think it's a little bit of both for sure. I mean, we like to tell stories a lot. And when obviously, it turns autobiographical at a certain point.
Yeah.
So
art imitates life, imitates
yeah,
art.
Yeah, exactly. So I guess like we just like hold on to a feeling more than anything, and then we elaborate on that, whether it be something that happened that day or something that happened a year ago or happened 10 years ago. Who knows?
Yeah. That's the thing about that. Feelings. They always come back no matter how long ago they happened.
Whoa.
No, hell yeah. She had to hit us with that one.
Yeah.
What about for you? What about when you're writing lyrics? Same thing or how does that work for you?
No, it's a little bit different for me. For me, I write lyrics that are usually from a present Mel, which is
anywhere from where I am now to a year ago.
Okay.
And then to me, it's like those emotions, all those words that I'm thinking in my head, they will always be tumbling through my head like tumbleweed.
I love that. Was poetic as fuck.
I love that. Can you guys tell? She's an artist.
Wow.
I love it. Yeah, I actually listened to the song that you guys have on your Life Elsewhere on Spotify. I think it was just like Life Elsewhere 2K.
It is.
Yeah,
it is.
It's a bop. It's really fucking good. It's really good. And like really the lyrics, like I was like, okay, they're definitely going to be snipping with us.
Yes.
And then I listened to, I don't remember if it was on your Spotify or his, but it was called Summer.
Oh. It was, yeah, that was our song. That is actually the favorite song that I ever wrote.
I love that song. It was super cute. I think that song where like there's like something at the end where it's like how it's hard to write about new things because you write just kind of basically what you said right now. Did you write that?
Where do we go from here? I saw the way you stare like I'm not there.
Oh, I love that. Yes. I love that.
Oh, thank you.
And because it says, all the songs I write seem to be about you.
That's so cute.
I love that.
I feel that. Like, oh my God, I feel that. Like, it must like get stagnant as a writer if you're constantly writing about the same thing and it's like trying to switch it up, you know?
Well, I like how you just said that you're writing from a perspective of present Mel. So it's like, I think sometimes like when you think about, okay, my first love, you want to take yourself back to that experience. And then you're like, how did I feel in that moment? But that's such an interesting perspective to say, well, like instead of how I felt in that moment, how can I look back on that moment and kind of dissect it from a different perspective?
I think the best way to write lyrics are when they're retrospectal.
Ooh. So
it's, yeah.
It's like anything I learned from my very young years or teenage years, like that is the best material I think I could ever use in my writings. And if I could get back to that feeling, that state of mind that I had at that moment, then I could write something that I would have wrote back then, but with the flourish that I have now.
And that's why I drink tequila.
That's great. Whoa. Yeah. Like, you got to be able to, like,
because I couldn't handle it back
sometimes
then. Now I can.
It takes, like, some liquor to, like, tap into those feelings and, like, get in that, like, state of
I
mind.
I love that.
You know,
I love
it takes something. I feel like it's kind of hard to, like, open up old feelings sometimes that you have buried that were hurtful or, like, whatever, that you're over, just anything like that.
Well, and it takes, like, a level of self-awareness, right, to be able to, like, go back and be like, how did I feel? Maybe I was acting selfishly, or maybe I was just naive, or I didn't see how things worked out. So,
yeah. And that's the best part of writing songs to me. It's just, like, I get to relive my past while knowing who I am now.
Yeah. I love that. So it's, like, it's therapeutic almost. It's like,
it is.
Is it a form of is music a form of therapy for you?
It is.
Yeah.
Not gonna lie. It really has helped me a lot in my growth.
I love that. I mean, I know listening to it for me is therapeutic. So I can only imagine what like the creative process involves in just like making a song. Like that has to be your baby. Like going and going back and editing. I know like video editing, everybody knows like you always joke and you're always like final draft. And then there's like final draft because it's never like the last draft. There's always something you got to add. It's like you're like curating something, you know, it's got to be.
Me and Alex have like a million just like final slash really actually final drafts.
Final
for real.
The final. All right, well, let's break down these lyrics. No, I mean, obviously she gets down, so.
Yeah. So she says, tell me, how are we supposed to still be talking every day when everything between us completely changed? Why? And tell me, how am I supposed to go ahead and just erase every feeling, every memory we share?
Okay.
Damn, I'm sad.
Yeah.
That first, like, how are we supposed to still be talking every day when everything between us completely changed?
That's rough.
People like to act like that is the easiest thing to just go about and do. Like, all right, we just, or maybe you started talking to someone and then you fell off a little bit and then it's kind of weird.
For me, I think about that thing we posted one time. It was like a tweet or something where it talks about like, every time you break my heart, like, shit changes and I'm kind of a different person now. My love for you changes a little bit every time, so eventually like it's just not going to be the same.
Yeah,
you're just like, gonna be longing for something that's just not possibly there anymore.
And it's like, so how am I supposed to talk to you? Like, we hung out, we loved each other, we went on dates together. Now we're supposed to just act like,
me personally, I'll take shit to the heart, and it's hard for me to do that. I don't know about you guys.
Are you guys, are you friends with your exes? Are you one of those people who can be friends with your exes? I'm telling you right now, no, I fucking can't. No,
fuck no.
No. I hate them. They're all blocked. Yeah, I mean, right. I wish them all the best. I'm not an asshole, but like, no, I don't want to rehash old shit. I'm not, I don't want to be your friend.
I'm going to steal the mic from Alex, if that's okay.
Yeah, go for it, please.
Alex is like, oh, I'm actually friends with all my exes. Not gonna lie,
to all of Alex's exes, he's actually a really cool guy. And you know what? It's actually pretty cool to hang out with him.
Yeah? Are you cool with your exes?
What's happening?
All right, but back to me because I'm a Leo and everything has to be about me.
So. I think I love her.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery. Starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
I broke up with my ex about 2 months ago, and we've been together for almost a year, and we are still friends.
And things are cool.
And things are
just
very
like
cool.
Strictly friends.
The break.
Strictly dickly.
The breakup was very
dickly.
Cool.
Strictly not dickly.
Whoa.
Strictly definitely. Not dickly.
Well, that's good that it was like a not messy,
so
it hard feelings.
It was a clean breakup, and
that's
then
rare.
It's like we both realized that we liked each other musically more than we liked each other romantically.
So that's what I had to ask, though. Is it because were you working together? Because sometimes there are instances where, like, you're in the same field as someone, and then you're like, oh, I kind of like this person. And then you guys are like, yeah, yeah. And then you're like, oh, no, no.
Oh,
this isn't
always,
it.
Always.
Right? And then you're like, well, maybe we could still work together. Like, maybe we could still be, you know.
You
like,
never shit where you sleep.
Right? Okay.
Dude, Alex tells me that all the time.
I have a feeling that Alex indeed stays shitting where he be sleeping.
No, no. I got a bathroom.
Okay,
I
all right.
An outhouse.
So wait, are you friends with your exes then?
I'm not actually. It's pretty much the opposite of what you guys are thinking. I pretty much don't. And yeah.
Are you cut her off? You cut him off. That's it. If it's over, it's over.
Yeah, I mean, maybe we'll like talk like after a year and be like, hey, that was crazy, right? And then, but like not in a way where it's like I'm longing for that experience.
Yeah.
It's
you're
just
not
like,
gonna go.
Yeah,
you're not gonna go get tacos.
I have no interest in like keeping up with someone that like I was like fucking all the time.
Yeah,
like,
no, I gotta call my mom. I can't call like
no.
You know why am I?
Yeah, no, I agree with that. I mean,
for what? I'm gonna get hurt when you go find somebody else.
Oh, wow, hey, right,
it's hard.
You're always talking about something different.
You gotta be at that point where it's just like both of you are cool with each other just not being together romantically, and then. And being able to see other people and knowing that's cool, and then putting your creative energies together when you feel like you can.
That's
again.
Some Libra shit.
Okay.
Fuck you.
That works.
That's some Libra shit. She's like, yeah, we're friends. Kinda.
No, awesome.
That
I think.
Totally is. That's Stephanie.
Like, fuck that. No.
That's because she wanna keep all her exes on a
that's
string.
Such
oh,
like,
oh
bro. Hey, maybe you're not wrong though.
We literally have talked about that. I forget what episode, but we like mentioned about how like Libras usually are like the ones to like stay friends with exes.
Yeah.
It's because we can't say no.
You can't
really,
at all. Because if someone was like, you're like, okay, well, we're going to break up. And they're like, no. You're like, okay, we're not going to break up. And then you just go back to, you
and
don't even say
Libra
nothing.
Too is like the scales. So I feel like they're just like so like amicable about a breakup probably.
They're
just like level headed about
it. Friends.
Like, we're going to be diplomatic about this breakup.
Oh my God. Your ex is like, I don't want to be friends. And you're like, we need to be friends. I can't move on unless we're friends.
I
like,
hate you.
It's all right. This podcast hurts our feelings too. Don't worry. It sucks.
Even Alex is trying to console me. What the fuck? I don't need console.
It hurts. It hurts. I'm definitely a, I think I'm a cutter offer, but I like someone to crawl back.
Oh my.
Is that fucked up? You could say like
very
Alex,
fucked
Alex
up.
Says
yeah.
Something.
I mean, now that the mic's on me,
it's okay. You can call me out, Alex. Like I'm
pretty
I'm here
fucked
for
up.
It.
I would say it's a little fucked up, but I mean, you know, if you're a guy and you're going back to it, then you know it's your decision.
That's
right?
What I mean. I mean, I'm not.
You're
the
there
one
to test him,
him,
but you're testing him though, right?
I'm never like texting them, but I never
text
block
or test
text. Like I never reach out to them,
yeah.
But I never block them because I always want to know that if they like drunk yeah. text me, I want to know. I want to watch them fuck
feels
up.
Feels good.
Yeah, I want to watch them. I want to watch them.
Now it's
be like,
really fucked yeah. up. Holy fuck!
And we're
it was just regular
on this
fucked
podcast.
Up before.
This
and now
is
it's
Simping After Dark, and we are honest. And some
the
of us
sun went down.
We all have toxic tendencies and toxic okay. qualities. Let's be real here.
All right.
Okay. I need some mezcal. You need some mezcal.
Yeah, yeah. Let's
you know
loosen
what?
It up. Let's
yeah,
loosen
let's
it
loosen
up.
It
for
up
a
because
yeah.
you want to know it. Let me tell you something. I'll tell you a little story based off of why I like to keep it going.
Oh, let's
hear
one?
That. I
okay.
really want to hear this.
So, a couple
Alex
weeks
is
ago,
a pussy.
No, you know what? He's just deep. I like a deep Scorpio. They're sensitive. I like Scorpios.
I love Scorpios, by the way. Hey, Alex, we love
doesn't
you.
Doesn't it smell? Yes, I love a Scorpio. And he's wearing a velvet shirt.
I know.
He don't even know. He hey, came to Simpin' After Dark prepared.
Did you see his jawbone?
I can see it. Hey, hold on. Mm. Just turn it to the left a little. Let it catch that light.
Mm. He's hey, like, hey, oh. Chris, Chris, help me out here.
You idiot. No, okay. All right. So let me let you know why I left the connection open. I'll tell you. A couple weeks ago, we told a story on the Simpin' After Dark podcast about how I got stood up by a man. Mm. He asked me on a date. He was like, let's hang out. The day before, he was like, ooh, I don't feel good. And I was like, this motherfucker's going to bail on me, right?
Know.
Like, so we just recap. He mentioned early on the day, we're supposed to hang out on a nice Sunday afternoon date. Early Sunday morning, he hit me with I got boo-boos. And I was like, what the fuck? First of all, I don't want to know that. Second of all, if you need to cancel, just cancel. Don't be telling me that shit. Just keep it to yourself.
What do you mean boo-boos?
He was
what
like,
do
my
you
stomach
think
hurt.
Are?
Oh,
like all day.
He
got,
snap.
Yes.
He got the shits.
Exactly.
He got the squirts.
Exactly.
He's like, got the runs.
Why are you telling me that?
He's taking the Browns to the Super Bowl.
He dropped the kids off at the pool.
Oh,
I don't know. So, okay. So this happened. He actually, I don't want to get too messy. I'm going to get.
Call him out. Come on, let's go.
Instigator.
Full Instagram. Hey, you.
Okay.
I'm just totally kidding. You don't have to.
No, so long story short, he had something of mine. It took me a really long time to get it back. It was like, it wasn't good vibes. Like, it wasn't, I was like, ooh, this is really disappointing. Like, I'm disappointed in the way you handled this. This isn't fun. So then all my friends were like, fuck that dude, block him, you're done. And I was like, obviously, like.
Wait, how many times have you chilled with this guy?
I kicked it with him a few times. This wasn't like the first time. I'm not okay. like us. I'm not somebody who's like one time and it's over. Like we had actually been planning on hanging out for a few weeks, and it was like it was a long time coming. And
she was excited, okay?
Yeah. Mm. So I was like, you know what? I just to me the way you handled this and the way you handled other situations, and I like left a bad taste in my mouth. It's we're just probably not the people for each other. Mm-hmm. So all my friends are like,
no.
Block. All
right, what's the real reason now? All right,
no,
well,
that,
no,
just
what's
that.
The real reason
he
now?
He had my shit and he wouldn't give okay. it back. Like just that, and it wasn't being an adult about
your
it.
Snow Allegra CDs?
You know, I was like, I put him on Snow too. I put that motherfucker on Snow.
Damn.
I said, you should listen to her.
That's
whatever,
the worst. You
whatever.
Can't, you can't put somebody on to like a artist that's dear to your heart too early.
Yeah, you got to unlearn all the cool
yes.
shit that I taught you.
Literally. So, long.
Quick what Janae said?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh,
that shit makes you feel good, baby.
Hell yeah.
We were blasting Confessions Part 2 last week.
Yes, that is. You need that confession.
We should do a confession.
We should.
Episode.
So, like, long story short, really this guy blew me off. And everyone was like, block him, fuck him. I was like, you know, it's all love type of person. Like, I'm not gonna be mad at you. You handled it poorly. Like, you're an adult. I'm an adult. Go your own way. I'm just gonna go my yeah, way. It is what it is. And so I finally got the text. I got the text.
Which one?
Well, first of all, it was during the Laker championship.
You up, I missed you.
No, it wasn't 2 a.m.
I got Corona.
It was 7 p.m. It was
no,
7.
Not me. He got Corona.
It was 7 p.m., but it was on the Laker championship game. So you know he was turned.
Oh.
He was celebrating.
And he said,
yeah, I know.
He said, oh my God, I'm just being so messy. Whatever. He said, I just want you to know this might be wrong of me because, you know, we didn't end on good terms. You have my shit. What
future
the fuck?
Right here.
And he said, but I think about you every day and I miss you.
Girl. What you do though? What you do?
This could go either way. This could go either way.
It's so intense up in here.
Yes.
I'm loving this.
Well, the first thing I did. Whoa. You guys know the first thing I did was screenshot and send it to all the girls. Yeah. And was like,
what's the second thing you did?
The second thing I did was double tap, and I liked it. Like, I hearted it on my Apple phone, and then I went along with my fucking day. I'm a Capricorn, so as Michelle Obama always says, when they go low, we go high. So I don't like to be bitter. I don't like to be rude. I mean, thank you for thinking of me, but at the end of the day, like, I'm sorry you blew your chance. Like, I appreciate you. Thank you for saying
that. But what if you wouldn't have hit you up? Like, 2 years from now, would you have been like, man, he really never hit me back.
No.
Lakers won. He never even hit me back.
Someone would have been like, hey, how's blah, blah, blah? And I would just go, who?
Oh.
No, I take that shit to the grave, Alex. Okay. Nobody sees me struggle.
Forgiveness. We like to preach forgiveness.
Forgiveness, baby. Forgiveness. Yeah. Forgiveness, but also leave a line open just in case he wants to hit you at 2 a.m. Make you feel good about yourself, baby. You swear to God.
That's all of a sudden. That's smart.
Did you send your group text the text of him telling you that he shit? He was like,
the boo boos?
Yeah.
I put him on blast. Like,
girl, it's.
I was like, why would you tell me that?
Men,
like,
you are not safe out here. Do not tell women anything.
It's on Simping After Dark.
Don't do it.
You want to know why? No, because you want to know why, Alex?
Oh, I don't know.
I'm going to tell you right now. Look, if this was any other day and he was just like, yo, my stomach hurts, I'm not feeling, I'd be like, oh my God, what's wrong, baby? Let me come take care of you. It was the fact that I saw through his motherfucking boo boos. His boo boos was clear and see through that day because it was transparent. I could see it and I knew. He wanted to cancel.
Like, legit. Well, we had a whole story time episode on this, and like, it was like beyond. Like, he, like, the whole day was just like, oh, I can't wait to see you, but
my boo boos.
Just kind of waiting for her to kind of give him the out, you know? And then ends up like going out after.
Yeah, he ended up going out, like, on Instagram, was out and stuff after he canceled my date because he had the boo boos.
Still posting.
How you feel about that, Alex? Men aren't safe still, or what? They're still not safe?
To say, I that sounds
exactly.
It sounds very.
I know it's okay. Look, and it's okay. I'm not mad. I mean, shit, we all get the boo-boos.
No, that, I would be very upset. I would be hurt.
I was hurt.
Yeah.
And like the thing is, like, I'm human. If it was me, I would be like, oh my God, like, I have food poisoning. I wouldn't even be like, I got the shits.
Yeah. So he said, like, he said boo-boos. Like, all right, can we put parentheses in here? Like, is it boo?
B-O-O-S-B-O-O-S. One word.
Booze booze.
No, not boo.
Okay.
Shout out to
booze. That's different. Booze booze is different.
Literally, shout out to Booze Booze Denim. Like, this is where they're made. But no, he said boo boos. Awesome. Like, boo boos. Like, he is like, and he kept using the term boo boos. He kept it reiterating.
Girl,
the boo boos.
It's not even that, though. Like, to me, it's like the fact that he couldn't just say, like, I don't feel good. Can we please
just
reschedule for this day and, like, replan it?
Well, is it, are you upset because, like, it seems like he's, like, not, like, into you?
No. I'm upset because we had been planning to hang out, and then he just, like, he kept putting it off, and I'm like, whatever, people are busy. Like, what the fuck? Shit happens. I'm not gonna get mad. But also, like, I had a thing because homeboy was texting me, like, I miss you. You're perfect. Okay, I'm perfect. Take me on a date.
Prove it.
So, hey, how
this
you doing?
Economy
that's
show
what I
it
mean.
To me.
Like, yes, in this economy, if you cannot afford to take a girl out in this economy, then you cannot afford to have a girlfriend, baby.
All right, facts. Yeah. Facts.
Like,
facts. Where's the bomb?
Like. Burr, 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 burr. So I'm just saying, but you know what?
We need that. It on
was.
Standby.
It was. Yeah, I know. We need a little. But so I don't know. I give people the benefit of the doubt. I'm not. I'm always honest. Like, if he were to say, you know what, Victoria, my stomach hurts. And I'm going to be honest with you, I don't even know. Like, I might feel better later, but just in case, I might bail on you. Though.
He was lying, right?
So that's what I mean. But that's what I mean. Yeah. It's like, just be honest, bro. Like, just be like, you know what? I planned this shit honest. With my dude. I got to go with my dude. So can I please, I'll make it up to you another time.
Honestly, all we girls want is just be fucking honest.
Be real, baby.
Dude, I have so much to say about that. Like, man, like, real, even baby. Like a white lie. Like, the real fact.
We'll care for you.
It's about the principle. It's about the principle. Like, just be honest from the jump. Like, that's it. It's like not even a big deal. Like, yeah, what happened? But like,
what was the truth? In the truth in the situation was that he wasn't actually sick, though, right?
Well, I don't know. All I know is that he said he had the boo boos.
But where was he at?
And then on Instagram, a Buffalo few Wild hours Wings? Later, was he, he was turning up like at his friend's house, like in down, like at the city, like So I was just
so
like,
that's what you're upset about, though, right?
Yeah, dude, that hurts. Yeah, of course. Yeah. I am a girl. You said you want to hang out with me. Mm-hmm. You said your stomach hurt, and then you want Instagram. This sucks.
So that's why. Yeah,
that's 100% why.
Right? And anybody would be upset.
Good.
Okay, wait. So I got to ask you guys. Do you guys have any songs that relate to like boo-boos? No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, my God. We'd be shitting on them.
Do you have any like, what about like keeping it real? Like keeping it real songs? Like be real, be honest. Any honesty songs or like... Do you have any don't front, don't lie to me? No, don't lie, baby. Keep it real. Keep it 100.
I definitely have written songs like that for sure.
So maybe on the back burner.
Yeah, not like ready to go, but we definitely have songs written like that. I'm trying to think off the top.
That's okay. So we know that that's in your vocab.
I mean, we've written so many different songs. And like at this point, like it's, I don't know. I don't know.
You got so many. There's so many.
Yeah, Mescal's got me. I'm sorry.
So no,
we have a lot of unfinished songs that are about unfinished relationships or finished relationships that didn't go exactly as we planned it to go.
Shit. Story of my life, girl.
Ain't that all of them?
All right. Well, let's break down this chorus because I know we hit the first verse. Mm-hmm. In the chorus, she says, "Because I was dying for this love." Yeah, I was dying for your love. So tell me, baby, do you want me like I want you? Even if you do, I wouldn't say I know. Even if you do, you wouldn't say I know you. Some nights I even think about if I should call you. So she's straight up like, I love you, and I know that you probably wouldn't even really admit you like me. Like, she is straight up like putting her whole love, her whole existence on the line in this song for this person. That's scary as hell.
She said, because I thought you were the one.
She straight says, cause I was, wait, no, where was it? What did I just say? Go up.
Right here.
Even if you do, you wouldn't say, I know you. Like straight up, she's straight saying, even if you love me or like me, I know you wouldn't say it. Goddamn, that reminds me of somebody I fucking know. I'm looking deep into April's eyes right now, if anybody can't tell, because you know who I'm talking about. She was like, which one? April knows all my horrible
exes.
What's
going on over there?
I'm trying to like keep this steady while right on
this live. Oh, it's okay. It doesn't have to be that steady. I'm
like, can we talk about how like...
I was just going to say, sorry.
No worries.
I'm trying to get people to ask questions.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, if you guys have any questions, what do you guys think? Would you ever... this song? Would you ever send this song to someone? Like, that's... that's guts.
For the people listening live, they didn't hear the song. Could you tell us a little
yes. about it? Thank you, April. So we're doing Snow Allegra, Dying for Your Love. And I don't know if you guys have heard the song, but obviously this entire song is like literally about how she's dying for this love of this person, dying for their affection, dying for everything that they, she's literally saying, even if you do love me, you wouldn't say it. And I know you. So like to the listeners out there on our live right now, would you ever send this song to someone and just kind of like put your feelings on blast? Like, or would you just low key sneak this in a playlist? Is this a sneaker in a playlist song?
It's definitely, if it's on your playlist, you put it there for a reason.
Right. Sure. Right. Cause you don't put Snow on your playlist to not.
Ooh, what about, do you guys, like, ever, like, put a song on your Instagram story that's aimed at somebody?
Definitely.
What about you, Alex, Scorpio?
Nah.
No?
Liar.
Yeah. He's a fucking, I don't know.
He just really got it together.
He's just heartless.
Are
just
you heartless? Kidding. Are you cold? Alex, are you in a relationship right now?
I am not.
Okay, so you're single.
That's the wrong question.
Oh, that's okay. Well, for everyone, for the millionth time, I'm single. So. No, I always like to ask so because I feel content. Like the best, like I feel like people who are always like, well, when you're single, they're always like in relationships. And I'm like, you shut the fuck up. You can't say shit. You're in a, like a loving relationship. People love you. You have someone to comfort you. And when you're being an asshole, they're like, you need some food right now. Go in the corner, eat the food, take a nap, come back and talk to me. Me, I got nothing. Hey. If I piss someone off, that's it. I have no friends. That's it. I'm alone. So that's why I ask that.
Would you? I don't have anyone.
Would you send the song to someone?
No, I would never send the song.
Would
to
you
someone.
Ever send no any
not
type
a goddamn
of
what chance? Are you any, serious? You dying send, for your love? Like,
would you send never. Any simpy song?
I mean, this is like a very, 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 very honest song, and
very.
Like, it's extremely honest.
So, isn't Drake a Scorpio?
Drake could eat a dick. Hold up. Let me talk. Let me say. No, I'm just joking. I like Drizzy. Shout out Drizzy. No. I mean, this is a very, very honest song for a single too. So This really does show like where she's at at her career to choose this as a single. And it's not necessarily poppy, you know, it's really like the album cut as the single.
So then as from an artist's perspective, do you think that she released this song strategically?
Yeah. I would do the same thing. Yeah. I would do some shit like that, but I wouldn't post it on my Instagram story or send it in her, you know,
I'm sure she low-key posted this song on her fucking Instagram story. She was like, look at this song I made.
The only person that needs to be sent that song is the guy that she's writing it about.
Okay. So, but she shouldn't send it to nobody else. Damn. I wonder who she wrote the song about.
I know. I want to know.
So, okay. Well, that's what I always ask. Like, we always get very into the lyrics with whatever song we're breaking down. And we get real literal. Like, we take it for, we like, it is
I'm
for
like,
what it is.
Have you ever felt like you were dying for somebody's love?
Because I have hyperventilating.
Because I have been crying in the corner of my room like, why don't you love me?
So, is what I'm asking is, when you are writing lyrics, obviously there are, like, some connection, suspension of disbelief that you do have to kind of create in order to make things flow creatively. But how literal are you when you write lyrics?
Yeah, that's a good question. Like, do you stay vague?
I get 50% literal and then 50%, which is like a parallel world. I like to think about it. So it's like 50% of what I'm writing is something that I think would have happened to me and my emotions in a world that's not the one we're currently living in. And then I draw inspiration from the experiences that I've had from living.
So you don't like to like give too much away, like personally, like you like to keep it a little bit vague.
I do. I like to keep it vague because I think if I get too specific, it won't get as relatable to other people.
That's interesting.
That is interesting. I can see that, but I also have found, I mean, I guess it depends like on how specific, but I honestly feel like getting specific is still pretty relatable.
I think that I find that some specific songs, like I definitely think there are some, you know, when you're just like in your feelings and you try to make a song fucking relate to how you feel, you're like, this is what I'm going through.
Yeah.
And then they like mention something, you're like, well, not that part.
Yeah,
but this part
exactly.
is really what
like,
I'm
well,
going through.
Well, this October. My thing was like in January.
It was ours only lasted like a couple weeks.
But
that
you
was
still,
years,
but you still feel it like as specific as it can be, you're still able to connect to it on like a level, like because you just subconsciously like replace the things that aren't specific or like omit them in your feelings.
Well, like, yeah, plus like we know that, you know, like we know that we're listening to their story. So the more specific they are to their story, the more you relate to that, because it's like, I know how you are feeling. Obviously not the exact same way. Like if they say the name Jimmy or, you know.
You just change that name to Boo Boo.
It's like so vulnerability.
Like Mr. Boo Boo.
Yeah. You know, every song that I hear that, you know, is written about getting shit in your pants, then yeah, I completely relate to that. Not
when
my pants,
every,
but like,
every
you know,
song that starts off like, I'm sweating, I'm going to be like,
Boo Boo.
Sometimes my pants is sweating.
No, I legit think it's just like the fact that like when an artist gets very specific, it's very vulnerable, and just being vulnerable in itself is relatable because you are vulnerable in your own head. Yeah, so it's automatically relatable.
I'm learning to get more relatable as an artist, and I think it's helping me a lot with how I'm writing and producing as well.
Is it scary kind of?
It's scary, but that's what makes it fun.
That's dope.
Right? Like, it's almost like a fucked up adrenaline rush.
It is.
Because
it
you're
is.
Like, should I say this? Should I say this? Like, should I is this too much? This feeling? Yeah. Should I do this?
And it's sort of like breaking the barriers that you have of what you imagine your former self to be. And then you know that you're much more than what you're putting out to the world right now, then you know there's a shell around you. And that shell can only be broken by you alone.
I love that.
Wow, girl.
It's like moving into like a higher consciousness of yourself, you know? You're just like constantly transforming yourself into a new little butterfly.
Yep.
You're like, oh, you thought that butterfly was cute? Wait till you see this butterfly.
Bet.
Bet. You hit your cocoon real quick, write a couple songs, express yourself,
you know? I got some interesting next verse too.
What does she say?
She says, so tell me how could you tell me that you loved me by mistake?
Mm.
Intoxicated via text. Ain't you ashamed? That's so wild. So how can I believe or trust in anything you say when you so easily regret it the next day? See, that ain't right. Damn, who could relate?
That's really, that's like extremely honest.
Wow.
Yeah. But so, it's like shit, you could, like, everybody could be like, oh, fuck.
Have you guys ever had, like, I don't want to say, like, a drunk text or somebody who just flippy flops on their feelings, who, like, maybe one day they're like, I feel this way about you, and they're like, never mind, I was just in my feelings when I said that. And then they pass in the mic.
Do you ever
I mean, like, I'm sure we all have,
like,
right?
Regret it after you say it, maybe.
You mean,
too drunk
so you're asking me if I...
Have you ever been too drunk maybe and said something that you regretted after?
Yeah, yeah.
I've had a guy tell me he's going to marry me, and he's like, I love you. One day I'm going
to
marry you.
Come
and
on.
I'm like,
this guy needs to be smacked, right?
It's not the boo-boo guy. It's another guy. It's just all the men I'm fucking dealing with, Alex. God
damn
it.
That's why we have this podcast.
Yes.
I mean, I'm understanding that now. It's
starting to make sense, right?
Yeah, I mean, I probably have been on the... receiving and the giving end of that, probably.
Wait, so have you ever told somebody that you liked them or like had feelings for them when you probably perhaps didn't or haven't
explored? No, because I'm Asian and then I'm also East Coast.
Yeah, so
it's
real.
Like East Coast people don't show their emotions a lot and Asian people don't show their emotions
cold.
A lot. So like as I moved down here, I've definitely learned a little bit more about that, but I definitely never... I mean, we have all, like, written love letters and stuff, right?
For sure, yeah.
So then, do you know about love languages?
I've heard the words love language together.
Okay, so I'll, like, kind of tell them to you, or, like, maybe you could explain to me, because, like, you're saying, like, like, being Asian, how, like, it's, like, you don't really show your feelings, and it comes out in other ways. Mm-hmm. How do you express your love then?
I don't know.
No, you know.
How?
Just say it.
Or how do you like to
No, it's
is
a learning.
Is it sex?
Yeah, probably.
Are you a Scorpio because you like sex? It's
God
okay.
Damn,
there's nothing wrong with it.
Physical right. touch?
Yeah, I mean, maybe. Yeah.
For example.
Yeah, yeah.
Alex is a great cook. If he loves someone, he will cook for them.
Acts of service.
And it's the best food ever.
Okay, yeah. Okay, so basically to break it down, so love languages, there's five. There's acts of service, which would be cooking for somebody. Physical touch.
Yeah, giving them massages.
Quality time.
I mean, these all sound like things that... Wait, so not Words. Everyone enjoys this, though?
Well, have levels.
It's like, there's 100 points, they're distributed. Distributed between
It's a point
five.
System.
Yeah, if you take the test, it's like, 50 your points went to this.
So it's like, let's
I'm pretending
just say,
to be interested right now. I'm just joking.
Hey, I love man, it. Typical man.
So like, let's just
say it's important. It. Because especially if you feel like because you're Asian, you don't
or
like
East
express
Coast.
It a certain
okay,
way.
So
or
this
East
is a way
Coast.
For me to like communicate.
Yeah, like this is something you should explain to your partner. Like, hey, you may not feel like I'm not expressing my love because this, but this is how I express my love.
Well, let's just say, like, Alex, like, let's just
so do
personal.
This.
Yeah, one of,
exactly.
So personal. No, I'm with it.
One of my love languages is words of affirmation. I like to be told, like, hey, I'm thinking about you. Mm-hmm. I care about you. I love
you. I'm proud of you.
So if perhaps, like, if I was in a relationship with somebody who didn't really necessarily speak on words of affirmation, but they spoke in love through acts of service. A little bit. Right? I know.
What's that? 50
Cent? Like Doug.
I will say Alex is a very caring person.
Yes.
And he's like, he's the kind of person who checks up on his friends.
Aww. Loyal.
And it's like very, but very to the right people. Kind of sweetness.
Yeah, there's ways of showing love that are not straight up. So, like, basically all I'm trying to say is that it's important to know that with your partner because they may not understand that.
Because if I come home and I'm like, oh, my gosh, I had a great day, but then, like, my man doesn't really, like, do words of affirmation. He don't really talk that much. He's not going to want to have a conversation. But his way of showing love is just going in the kitchen and maybe cooking me a meal.
Acts of service. He goes and gets your oil changed, cooks you food.
So, but then I'm like, yo, why aren't you talking to me?
This is giving so much anxiety. Like, I have to do all this shit right now? Like, no. Just to like please a woman, god
Never.
Damn! Like,
no, that's
can
not,
I just like cook you some
lot.
Dinner and like I gotta
that's
change your oil though. I gotta like wash your dishes
I'm
and I gotta do your laundry and I gotta.
Of
god damn!
Nobody said that.
It's just I gotta clean your shoes and I gotta. What the hell?
We're hitting a nerve here. Simping after dark, listeners.
No, all I'm saying is that if you express your way in not speaking and in acting, whereas I express my way in speaking and not acting, then we could probably have some conflict or like we probably would misconstrue our love for each other, right? Yeah. Because if Snow's out here like, okay, I'm dying for your love and I need physical time. And this guy's like, I'll just text you, I'm busy. So maybe all I do is instead of quality time with you, I only give you words of affirmation. She's like, I know, I like your words. I love texting you all day, but I need to see you more than just like once a month. I have to see you at least once a week. And he's like, it's just not going to work. That love language ain't going to work because her love language is different.
They ain't communicating.
Yeah. So do you think that you should find someone that like is more compatible with your love language? Or are you trying to change yourself in a way where you accept their love languages?
That is a great
question. I think as long as it's communicated, it could be worked out and you could try. You know, like as long as like we're like we sit down and we're like, well, this is my love language. So that means that's how I receive it. And your love language is how you receive it and like show it, vice versa. But as long as that conversation
as long as
is had, then like we can know and we can work on it. But if it's not even known, we're both just going to be like, what the fuck?
But I will say I'm never trying to change myself. Like I'm not that I myself am not trying to adapt and grow, but like I don't want another person to influence that. I want to be able to have it happen naturally. So if I'm like having to change.
If you love someone, you will naturally want to show
them
love
in
their language.
Exactly.
So if you don't feel like it, that's because you don't fucking love them. So then why are you even
So how come
this?
You don't love anybody, Alex?
Yeah.
I was so like into it until just now. I was like, yeah.
So I love that though. So your love language is like, if you love someone, you give them an act of service. You're going to cook for them. You're going
to. Yeah, but like what if you're not like in a, like say like. I'm not in a position to be in a relationship. Does that mean that like I still have to?
No, you don't have to do anything.
Exactly, right?
No, you can do whatever the fuck you want as long as you communicate that.
No, I think I feel like a relationship doesn't have to be a totally romantic relationship.
No,
in any way. Mm-hmm. It's no, like no. If you're in a relationship, I'm in a relationship with all my friends, for example.
Yeah, exactly.
You have
we're
a
in
relationship with everyone. Yes.
If they come over and they hang with me, it's like I want to make sure that they're having a good time.
Mm-hmm.
And then I will do
like,
anything.
Here, guys, here's
a
bowl of
I
hot
have.
Cheetos. Here's some fruit.
Like,
exactly. Who wants
like,
some water?
I can't cook shit for you right now, but you know what?
But
there's
I'm
a
trying.
Market downstairs and there's beer.
I'm trying.
But
what? Hot Cheetos? Oh, shit. Well, on the recorded
Never
version,
mind.
It's going to be like,
No, but I mean, and that's what I say. But like, even if you have a friend, like, let's just say you have a friend who's like, hey, what are you doing? I want to hang out. And I'm like, shit, girl, I am so busy. I am not like a hangout every day type of friend. I'm a friend that's like, I will for sure be there on your birthday. And if you ever need me at 3 a.m, I will also answer.
Mm-hmm.
That is my favorite type of friend.
Right?
Right.
So, but what if then, if I get
Sounds
somebody.
Sounds like an Uber driver more than anything. What the fuck?
I love those Uber drivers.
I think you can call most Capricorns Uber
I got
drivers anyways.
Like, for Uber drivers, though.
But so it's like, in that sense, like if I have a friend who wants to hang out every day and I'm like, I can't hang out, she's going to think like, why don't you want to hang out with me? Like, are we not friends? She might.
So the real conversation is codependence.
No, but
I mean that's a separate conversation.
Okay.
Yeah, so
all
these
talk,
things.
Let's get back to Snow Allegra because, like, I feel like
We're
this is all leading to
all
me
this.
Right now.
Oh my gosh, I thought he was outing me, and he's like, it's all leading back to me. I was like, oh, I thought you were talking about my codependency.
Yeah. You were taking some heat earlier about this boo boo shit.
I always
oh my
do.
God.
Alex has a secret Leo in him.
Ooh. Ooh. Ooh, what is your rising?
It's Leo DiCaprio. That's what it is.
Oh. Hey,
it's okay. I have literally like Leo, Mars, like Venus, and Jupiter.
So, you know what that means.
I was like, I have no idea what that means.
More mezcal.
That's all I say. I'm over here sipping.
While we drink our mezcal, we should.
Do you need more? Is your cup? Does it give the illusion of drink?
Say that again.
For the audience.
Oh, yeah. What's going on?
The audience know what you're giving away.
Yes.
Yes. We are going to be doing a giveaway. So with our giveaway, we're going to be doing a hat.
It's a motherfucking beanie right here. It's cute as fuck.
We have a beanie, and we also have a bucket hat. So you will get to choose.
Bucket hat.
You will get to choose.
Are we eligible in this?
Everyone is eligible. Everyone
Wild
is eligible.
Seven beanie.
Our giveaway.
Wait, are we doing all of these, or should we do two separate ones?
We're gonna be doing two separate giveaways. We're gonna be giving away one bucket hat and one beanie, along with a lighter.
A bucket hat and a beanie.
No, bucket hat and a lighter and a beanie and a lighter. So who are we giving this away to?
Maybe.
Yes.
Best comment, best question.
Best question, who answers on live, on either live, whoever is on, then we're going to be picking a winner, and we are going to be contacting you and giving away your super delicious Simpin' After Dark merch.
Just so you guys know, I'm writing down all of the users who are engaging.
Beautiful.
Oh, April, producer April's taking notes.
Yes. Nope. Thank you, producer April.
No.
Thank you, April.
Yes. Okay, so actually we have a little sample, right?
So we have a little snippet of your guys' song.
Do you want to talk about your song?
Unreleased
introduce it?
Song, right?
Yes. Let us know a little bit about it. Tell us.
I think this song we wrote about last year, I think, right? When she used to live in an apartment called The Wren, and it was like right in the heart of downtown. And I think we were just feeling some way, and we were just listening to a lot of like sexy music. And then
by feeling some way, he means that he was hooking up with other people. I was hooking up with other people a lot during that time, and then we were just writing a lot about our feelings towards that.
Those are the best feelings.
Okay, I like
that. I was
trying
to dance.
So what's the song called?
It's called Actin' New.
Awesome. Let's hear a little clip.
Let's rewind. I just wanna see your face. Let's reload. Let's displace these feelings.
Wow.
You can't be tamed, and I can too. I'm
such
a sucker
a
for your moves. There's no shame, and it's true. We know what we need to do. I just want to be with you. Your body got me acting new. I just want to be with you. Your body got me acting new.
That's sexy as fuck, let me say.
I was like, this literally reminds me of like a movie scene.
Of like
fucking. A girl, like, oh, okay.
No, it gives me like Nine Inch Nails, fuck you like an animal vibes.
Totally.
Okay.
I was thinking like club scene, like the girl walks in, you get like, she looks bomb. Like,
hell yeah.
It's so sexy. It's so like, it's commanding.
I am horny now.
It's the mezcal. So you told us a little bit about your inspiration behind the song. Now you sing on the song. Or do you get some backup vocals in there too? I feel like I can hear you, right?
I heard like a little moan.
I'm in there.
I love that shit.
I'm
all for it. I'm here
I
for
like it.
I
like it.
So do you produce your own music?
Yeah. We both produce the songs and we both write the songs.
Hell yeah. So it's just you guys made this baby like yourselves.
Mm-hmm. And this was a long time ago too. This took a while for, not like, it's not like we were battering or hammering it with a nail or anything, but it did take a while for the whole idea to come to fruition. And I'm still hype on it. I'm still hype on it.
It's so good.
It's a bop. Yeah. I'm telling you. Like, I see it.
So when are you guys dropping it?
Next week. Next Friday. Or whenever you guys hear this, the 23rd.
Yes, hell the 23rd. Yeah. Ooh, it's
Halloween
dropping.
Week
first day of Scorpio before, season, it comes out.
Ooh, how appropriate. How appropriate. That.
Scorpios are very sexual.
I feel like that is a very good Scorpio anthem. Mm-hmm. Very good Scorpio so anthem.
I like it.
Wow, I love that.
I'm with the Scorpio shit.
You with the Scorpio shit? I love Scorpio. So whenever people talk shit, I'm like, oh, you must have never had a Scorpio like you.
Exactly.
Because
exactly.
My brother's are intense.
Like, yeah. My brother's a Scorpio. My best friend is a Scorpio. And I know my best friend can drive me crazy. Shout out to Jen. If you're listening to this, I love you. But also, you crazy, bitch. Like, you crazy. But also, I know I have called her at 4 o'clock in the morning with all my bullshit. And she has answered. So let me tell you, she's one of the most loyal people I've ever met in my life.
Scorpios
yes.
are very loyal.
Yeah, that's Scorpios.
That's true.
So guys, if we want to get in touch with you guys, where can we find you?
You can find us on Instagram, Life Elsewhere 2K2K. Spotify, Life Elsewhere, space in the middle. Yeah.
Beautiful. Are you guys doing any, I know it's COVID
personal
right now.
Personal Instagrams?
Any lives? Personal, if you want to share those.
Or Spotify's.
Cool. If you look hard enough on the Life Elsewhere Instagram, you'll find us.
Some Scorpio
there you
shit.
Go. Oh, very Scorpio.
Wait, do you guys have any live events coming up? Or you have any upcoming events that you want to shout out, you want to promote, or anything like that?
We don't really have anything. I mean, I
just
hope,
your song.
Yeah, I hope you guys get into the Halloween season. I'm really happy to be on a party podcast like you guys.
This was so fun.
Yeah, for real.
I can't wait to listen to the song in its entirety. I feel like I'm gonna be drunk as shit, and I'm probably gonna text Boo Boo Man. Oh, I feel like I might. I don't know.
Look what you guys did.
Mel, if you want to shout anything out right now, by all means, feel free.
Hey, shout out to all right, my personal Instagram is it's alien ALYUNITSALYUN.
And she fine as hell on there too.
We love her.
Oh my god.
Already.
Oh my god.
Ashley?
Ash underscore Friday underscore.
And you already know you can follow me at Victoria D. Wells. Shout out to Wild 7 Productions, Wild 7 Studio.
Thank you so much, Wild 7 Headquarters, for hosting this. This was so much fun.
Shout out to producer April.
Helping us do all this. April.
Shout out to Chris Troll Violent for bringing us
Chris.
Together. Shout out to Nas Red. Make sure you guys peep Wild 7 Productions and stay tuned to what they got going on.
Thank
this
you
week.
Everyone for tuning in. We'll be picking a winner for all this shit, you know. Oh yes, question.
April, producer, your question. Oh, what are you gonna be for Halloween? Go.
Fuck.
I wanted to be Ned Flanders, but I don't know if I have anywhere to go. So.
You got a green sweater somewhere, right? Right, Mel.
You got
what
the
about
stash
you?
Ready?
I want to be something that's non-existent.
Oh, okay. So, okay.
Which means I probably will just hide myself in the closet.
My favorite type.
That's dope.
I'm low-key on some Money Heist shit. I don't know if anybody's familiar with Money Heist on Netflix, but I'm trying to find me a red jumpsuit and a Salvador Dali hat because that sounds mad comfortable, and I'm trying to rob a bank. I don't know. What about you, Ashley?
Me, personally, I haven't thought about it at all. So, you know, we'll
figure
it out.
So she's going to wear a t-shirt that says boo.
I have no fucking idea. I like to be usually – I've been like – Elvira, Ash Wednesday, that's me. Ash Friday is me. Wednesday, Friday, Adams. Maybe I'll be like, I don't know, one of those maybe, other creepy ladies.
Maybe we'll just be simping after dark. We'll just be
hosts.
Ash Mendoza and Victoria Wells.
What's up?
Guys, thank you so much for being on the podcast today. Until next time.